Hello and welcome to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I wanted to talk about the mask mandates that they're trying to get for the schools. And the only question I have is, why is everyone so upset about wearing masks? And we all know, we hear a lot about, well, the kids can't breathe in these masks, the kids can't this, the kids can't that. And have they actually asked their kids if they want to wear a mask? I mean, I have a she just turned four just recently. I have a four-year-old granddaughter. She will tell you, oh, wait a minute, I need to put on my mask. Okay? And I will remind you, she just turned four. But she will remind me and anyone that's with her, I need to put on my mask. And then she would tell you, I need to put on my mask because I don't want to catch COVID. Okay? And this is just from being out and watching television and then hearing the conversation. She's alert enough to know that it's her, she wants to wear her mask. This is her decision. So I kind of wonder, I guess what I'm saying is, have they ever thought about asking the children while all of the parents are going crazy and marching up to the school and telling the kids, don't listen to what the school is saying, don't wear the mask. Have you ever asked your children what they feel, how they feel about wearing a mask? Because I really believe if the kids had a say-so in this, they would actually be okay wearing a mask because it's for your own good. And I hear a lot of people that's protesting about wearing masks. Can you prove that the mask work? Something's working, because if not, you know, you'll have a lot more people running around with COVID, okay? So I personally believe that masks work. So the question I have for all these people out here, if you feel that masks don't work, right, then if you happen to have a surgery or something, are you okay with everyone being over your body when it's open, not wearing a mask? Would you be okay with that? Is the question I'm asking everyone out there. Would you be okay with people talking during surgery that's standing over your body while it's open, while the surgery is being performed, not wearing a mask? Because if you're not okay with that, and you're saying that, okay, the mask isn't working, it's not stopping COVID. So during surgery, I guess masks shouldn't be worn then either. So just let everyone talk and let the particles go all inside your body, since masks aren't working, you say, then why wear them during surgery? That's what I feel about it. You know, I think the problem here is people assume someone is trying to take away their rights by telling them they should wear a mask. Now, I feel that everyone that wants to take the vaccine should take it if that's what they want to do, okay? If that's what they want to do, that's their business. I don't knock anyone for it. I took it. You know, it took a while, but I took it. You know, I don't push anyone to do anything they don't want to do, but I will say this much. Everyone's hollering about taking away my rights are being taken away. They're trying to force us to wear these masks. What about people like us? So what about people like our children, our grandchildren that want to wear masks, that want to be safe? And then here you are, you don't want your kids to wear masks, or you don't want to wear masks. You're putting us in danger. How does that work? It's like it's almost a thin line, because you're sitting here and you're yelling about not wanting to wear masks. You don't feel there's a reason for you to have to wear a mask. And we feel as a parent or a grandparent, we want you to wear a mask because you're putting our children in danger. You're putting us in danger. So I believe that it's so much going on these days that I think people are just pick your battles. And I don't think a mask is a battle that should be picked. Just go along with it so that we can get rid of this COVID, so everyone can go back to living their lives. I mean, do you put up this much of a fight when the kids are wearing masks for Halloween? When you're wearing masks for Halloween during your masquerade parties? No, you don't. I just don't think that it should be as crazy as it is when it's just a mask. You're not wearing it all day. It at some point it comes off. You take it off to eat. You know, you take it off when you get home. It's not like it's a 24-hour thing and it has to be on for 24 hours. It's not like that. But my question is, would you rather wear a mask for a few hours a day, or would you rather be on a ventilator in ICU? Which one would you rather have is the question you should be asking yourself. Because if you end up in a ICU on a ventilator, then how you feel at that point about mask really doesn't matter anymore, because you're now someone has to try to save you. So all I'm saying is, people, just pick your battles. And I don't think mask is one that you should pick. I just think that everyone should just go with the flow and just wear the mask. Okay? I just don't think that it should be lawsuits flying here, lawsuits flying there, people arguing, people protesting because they don't want to wear masks. They're taking away our rights. Truth be told, that works both ways. I believe the people that is around us, the people that decides to get in public and cough everywhere, don't cover their mouths and don't want to wear a mask, you're taking away our rights, our right to be safe, our right to keep our children safe. What would happen if we decided to start trying to see if we could sue you all for what you're doing, if you're being reckless? You know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel that this is just something that shouldn't have to be so difficult. It's just a mask, people. It's just a mask. And it's all just to try to keep us all safe. Do we know if it's 100%? You know, no one knows, because in this world, nothing is 100%. But I think I'm willing to deal with the chances of wearing one than not, because I don't feel comfortable even going out the house without one. But I've always been a germaphobe anyway. So, but the thing about that is I've been around, I've been to the stores, and you have the people that decides to cough in your face, the people that won't cover their mouths, the people that just feel it's okay to just be so disrespectful and disgusting at the same time. So that's why I wear my mask. Okay, because I care about my family. I care about my kids. I care about the next person. You know, I want to keep myself safe and everyone around me safe, including people I don't know. I think what it comes down to, maybe people really don't care about the next person. Because if you did, you would do what you can. If it's something as simple as just putting on a mask, you would do what you can just to keep the next person safe. And if that becomes such a big deal to where you want to fight people that's wearing a mask, you want to curse people out. There's been people that's gone into stores that people have physically fought because they felt they shouldn't have been wearing a mask. So because you don't want to you refuse to wear a mask, you feel no one else should. So you want to get all up in their face and start you a fist fight because they have on a mask and you feel they shouldn't. Who the hell do you think you are? It's my question. And if anyone is on listening to my segment that does not feel that they have to wear a mask, that's your prerogative. That's your business. Okay? But let those of us that do want to wear a mask, and those of us that do want our children to wear masks, our grandchildren, let us do what we do. And stop making everyone's life hell. Okay, and I'm not trying to be ignorant. I'm just trying to be 100, okay? I'm trying to keep it real. Do what you want to do, but one thing about it is, while you're not wearing your mask, make sure when you're in public, cover your mouth when you cough. Don't get too close to anyone. Give people their space. Give them their 6 feet. Give them whatever you have to give them so that they feel that they are being, you know, respected enough to get have this border, you know, this line here, so you know what not to cross. If you don't want to wear a mask and someone else, for instance, I've been in a store, I've been looking for something. Someone comes up to me, oh, do you need any help? No mask. And you're so close to me, you can kiss me on my nose. Step back. I have a problem with that. I had a problem with that shit even before COVID broke out, because people don't have boundaries. Okay. People don't know their boundaries. It's called give me my space. You don't have to get that close up on me to talk to me. You shouldn't be so close to me that I can kiss you. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. I've always had a problem with that. Step off. Okay. As I stated before, if you don't want to wear your mask, that's fine. Okay. No one can force you. I'm here to tell you, I feel no one should be forced. But for those of us that do want to wear it, let us be. For those of us that do want our children wearing them or grandchildren, let us be. And for those of us that's in public places with you all, don't get up in our faces with no mask. Hell, don't get up in my face with the mask. I don't like it. Okay, I'm just going to say that. You can talk to me without getting in my space. As long as we are at a point where we can hear each other talking, where we don't have to yell, you know, then that's fine. Just don't come up right in my face where our noses are touching. I've always felt that was like a sign of disrespect in my book. I feel you're totally disrespecting me in my space. So basically, all I'm saying, people, is just fight. Some battles are just not worth the fight. And it shouldn't be as bad as it is with this mask mandate. No one should have to mandate a mask. You should want to protect yourself and your family, especially your children, your grandchildren. You should want to protect them. And if it means wearing a mask, hell, wear the damn mask. But I'm just so tired of turning on the television and seeing, well, lawsuits for this, lawsuits for that. People protesting, we don't want to wear a mask. We don't want to do this. Don't wear your mask, but just give people their space, okay? If you don't want your children wearing masks, teach your children to give other children their space as well. Don't get in anyone's face. Respect the boundaries. Because just because you might not care about your health or your life or your children's or your grandchildren's or any or strangers' lives, for that matter, just because you don't care don't mean I don't care. So just stay out of my space. Okay, is all I'm saying. Because I think that this is just, when are we going to get over this whole mass situation? Okay, are we going to be the next 3-4 years on down the road still complaining about wearing a mask? But here, the funny thing is, Halloween is right around the corner. How many costumes are these children and these adults going to have on that might need a mask? You're not going to complain about wearing that mask. So why are you complaining about wearing a mask that could possibly save your life and someone else's? That's all I have to say about that. I just decided to hop on here and do a segment about that, because it's like really getting to me every time I just turn on the television and I see people complaining. That's my right not to do this, and you shouldn't be allowed. Why do you want a mask? Why do you want a mask? Why are you questioning what someone else want to do? You wouldn't catch me out there saying, well, you know, I feel you shouldn't wear a mask because I don't wear one. No, that's my prerogative. If I don't want to wear one, hey, I don't want to wear one. But I'm not going to question why I'm not going to question why you're wearing it if I don't want to. That's your business. I'm just saying, let everyone do what they want to do. Stop getting angry and trying to sue to make it to where masks aren't being worn in schools and this and that. Come on now, you're playing with other people's children's lives. Do what you want to do with your own kids. Those are your kids, okay? But let everyone else that wants to protect their kids, let them protect their kids. If they want to put them on mask, let them put them on mask. Okay. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. No one can tell you what to do in your household and stop trying to interpret to other people what to do with their kids, how you feel they shouldn't want to put their kids on mask. The kids want to play. The kids want to this. They want to do. You can play and still wear a mask. But again, ask your kids what they want. You'd be surprised at how many kids say, okay, yeah, I want to wear the mask. But if you have all these parents yelling and spitting and screaming during these protests about not wanting their children in these masks, how about you shut your mouth, talk to your kid, and ask your child, would you like to wear a mask? Is this something that you would want to do? If they say yes, put them on a mask. If they say no, that's all on them and you. Just teach them to make sure they have boundaries when it comes to talking to other people or being around other people. Teach them about the space, about boundaries, how close to not get when you're not wearing a mask and the person that you're talking to is. Just teach them boundaries. But if you ask your kid if they want to wear one and they say no, hey, they don't have to. It's your child. It's their decision. But all I say is they're old enough to know if they want to wear one or not. Let them make their decision and you stop parading all over the television and stomping your feet and screaming and yelling and pulling your hair out because you don't want mask worn. Our kids want to be free. They're free. I don't see where they're locked up anywhere. They're definitely free. Ask your children how they feel about wearing a mask, because you will be surprised to hear that a lot of them want to wear the mask. Okay, I'm going to take a brief break and I will be right back. Hello and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In this segment, I've been talking about the mask mandates. Basically, just to cover what I talked about earlier is it... We need to come together and figure out what we're going to do about wearing masks. Is it something that you want to do forever? No, it's not. It's not something you want to do forever. But is it something that we need to do right now and for a little while longer? Yes, I believe so. I believe that if we all just put on the mask and be more careful with the gatherings and where we're going, what we're doing, then all of us can try to contain this virus so that we can get back to living normal lives, so that we won't need the mask. I just basically touch base on the different protests, especially where I'm located. There's been a lot of protests with parents saying that they don't want their children wearing masks and it's uncomfortable, but not one time has these parents aren't asking their children how they feel about wearing masks. And I think that that's part of the problem right there. Ask your children how they feel about wearing it, because you would be surprised that some of these kids are okay wearing masks because they want to feel safe. And I think that that masks are helping the kids out, helping everyone out. Because if not, COVID would be even worse than it is right now if a lot of us weren't wearing masks. So I just want people to just think about everything that's going on and just realize that no one's trying to take away your rights. No one's trying to control you. Everyone wants the same thing. Everyone wants this virus to leave. But if we're all kicking and screaming and fighting about masks, when that's the least of your problems, that's when it becomes a bigger problem. You're kicking and screaming right now. But what are you going to do if the hospitals, as they are, have been overtaken by COVID patients because people are catching COVID? And guess what? People have been able to get cancer treatments. People haven't been able to get surgeries. People have died because they've been waiting for a bed. Now, how do you feel about that while you're kicking and screaming about not wanting your rights taken away by telling you to wear a mask. No one's trying to take away your rights. Everyone's just trying to save everyone's lives. That's all. How do you think these families of these patients feel that died just for simple things, needing a gallbladder removed, gallstones, because they didn't have a bed, they didn't have a room, they couldn't do a surgery? How do you think that family feels? Because the hospitals are so full of COVID. So why, the next time you decide to kick and scream, think about those other families, okay? And that's all I'm saying. Just think about the other families and how they feel. They can't bring those family members back. They're gone, okay? They're gone. Because the hospitals were full of COVID and they couldn't get needed surgeries or medical help. Because they had no beds. Okay? With the nurses and doctors quitting, they barely have the help that they need as well. Because people are tired of fighting COVID, okay? And they're quitting their jobs. So just wear the mask. Stop bullshitting and yelling and being irate and just clowning. Because you don't want to wear a mask because you think someone's trying to control your life and take away your rights. Because I'm sure if those people had a second chance, they would take it to be alive. All right? And they're gone not because they couldn't be helped. They're gone because they had nowhere to put them. They had nowhere to for them to be in the hospital because the beds are full of COVID patients. So think about that the next time you decide to kick and scream about wearing a mask, okay? All right, guys, until next time, I would like to thank you all for tuning in to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton, and you take care.